that you may be emptied of self, emptied of envy, jealousy, evil surmising, strife, everything that shall be dishonoring to God. Today you are to have your vessel purified, that it may be ready for the heavenly dew, ready for the showers of the latter rain. For the latter rain will come, and the blessings of God will fill every soul that is purified from every defilement. It is our work today to yield our souls to Christ, that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, fitted for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, before the Sunday law, we must be drinking in the former rain. Now, before the Sunday law, we're going to see the combination of church and state developing and coming together in the United States. And we must understand what the image of the beast is, because the image of the beast will be being developed during this time leading up to the Sunday law. In Revelation 13:11, when the United States speaks as a dragon, Sister White tells us that the speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. And therefore, when the United States speaks as a dragon in that verse, it's an action of Congress when it passes the Sunday law. It legislates the Sunday law. So in Revelation 13:11, we see that the Sunday law is passed in the United States. But also in Revelation 13:11, we see that the image of the beast is brought to maturity in the United States, because the only definition that Sister White gives for the image of the beast is that it's the combination of church and state. When secular power is used to enforce religious dogma or sustain her institutions, the United States has formed an image of the Roman hierarchy. It's the only definition that Sister White gives. The image of the beast is the prophetic symbol of the combination of church and state, and even though it's directly related to the Sunday law, it is distinctly different. The image of the beast is describing the principles that guide the powers to be to enforce the Sunday law, and the Sunday law is not the image of the beast, it is the mark of the beast. And Sister White clearly distinguishes between these two aspects in the Great Controversy. And though the Sunday law arrives when it does, before it arrives, there's going to be many legal maneuverings, legal precedents taking place in the Congress of the United States, in the Supreme Court, that will prepare the steps to allow a Sunday law to be passed and enforced. And this legal precedence, this legal machinery that gets underway, has already begun, by the way, to tear down the Constitution of the United States. This legal machinery.